President Willard, Ohio, 27 October 1952.
Thank you.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm more than happy to be here today. I remember stopping here in 1948. And at that time, I talked to you about the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad and that great old railroad man, Dan Willard. This year, I've got a little different purpose ahead of me from what it was in 1948. I'm not asking anything for myself this time. I'm not even running for office. Less than 3 months from now, I'll be out of a job. I may be back here trying to get one on the railroad. But when I leave the presidential office, I want to see a man in my place who will work his heart out for the plain everyday people of America, just as Franklin Roosevelt tried to do and just as I tried to do. And that's why I'm here campaigning for the election of Adlai Stevenson. Now, this is my last trip in this campaign. I guess it's the last time that I shall have the privilege of speaking to you face to face as your president. I don't want to waste an occasion like this. I want to tell you something as honestly and seriously as I can. This country of ours is a good country. It's a great country. It's a prosperous country with a great economic future. It is a brave and generous country, too. We have risen to our responsibility as leader of the free world. We are doing the hard job that must be done if peace is to be made secure for us and for our children in the next generation. I am proud as I can be of this great nation of ours. I'm proud of its people, and I'm proud of our record of accomplishment, the gains and progress we have made in the last 20 years while the Democratic Party has run our government for the welfare and benefit of all the people and not just a few. That's what this election is all about. The Democratic Party believes that government exists to help and serve the people. That's what the New Deal was for. That's what the Fair Deal has been for. I don't want to see this changed. I don't want to see this country turned over to the Republican Party that has proved by its record that it does not know how to keep the country prosperous. The Republicans led us into a Great Depression over 20 years ago, and ever since, they have been opposing almost everything that the New Deal and the Fair Deal have done to help build prosperity and security for the people. Just this spring, a majority of the Republican congressmen voted against a bill that would increase Social Security benefits and against firm price supports at 90% of parity. That's just a sample of how they've been voting all these years. Frankly, I'm afraid of what might happen to the country if the Republican Party, with that kind of a record, gets control of the government in this election. That's why I've come to see you here today. I urge upon you, don't turn the clock back. When you go to the polls next week, there's one thing you must remember. Think of your own interests and the welfare of this great country. You're the government. When you vote, you're voting for yourself. You're voting for the welfare of the country and for the welfare of the world. If you do that, I'm perfectly sure how this election will come out. Mike DeSalle will go down to the Senate to fight for you there, just as he fought for you when he was price control director. Judge Steinman of Sandusky will go to Congress, and he'll represent you there as you should be represented. You re-elect your governor, Frank Lausche, and he'll carry on the good work for you here in Ohio as he has done over the last period. And when you do that, you'll elect Adlai Stevenson, President of the United States, and we can look forward to 4 more years of good government.